Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
As I watched President Trump's inaugural address, Governor Bullock's State of the Union address, and the media coverage of both, it's painfully obvious that Americans view government from two very different perspectives. There are those who look to the people to solve our problems, and those who look to the government. President Reagan was in the camp of the former. He said in his first inaugural address that government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. As government grows, it worms its way into every facet of our lives. It winds up controlling everything we do and say, and to add insult to injury, it taxes us to pay for the privilege of being controlled. What we need is a return to the idea of self-governance. To some, that means people wielding the reins of power and controlling their government, but I want to take it a step further. I think self-government means just that, the ability to govern ourselves individually. Reagan put it best when he said, from time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. But if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us is capable of governing someone else? We saw this played out in the debate on same-sex marriage. The people overwhelmingly opposed it, yet it was mandated by a one-vote majority in the U.S. Supreme Court. Think about it. Five people overruled the collective will of the majority, and even more astounding was the commentary by the news media. They framed it not as a small group imposing its political beliefs on the majority, but rather as a necessary move by the court to protect the minority from the tyranny of the majority. This destroys the concept of self-rule. Forget about same-sex marriage. Let's play this idea out to its logical end. What the media is really doing is paying lip service to the concept of self-governance. What they really believe is that the general population should be allowed to exert the will of the majority only on issues of minor consequence. When it comes to the big issues, they can't be trusted, and we need to leave the big decisions to a small group of enlightened elites. But that makes no sense. We either believe in government of and by the people, or we don't. Rather than government officials that say, trust us, what we need are leaders who say, trust yourselves. Trust your ability to govern your own lives, and then corporately, to govern yourselves as a nation. And therein lies the rub. When President Trump said in his inaugural address that he intended to take the power from Washington and give it back to the people, we need to be ready, willing, and able to accept it. Do we believe in our ability to govern ourselves? Are we willing to sacrifice and do what it takes? Simple things like showing up to vote. And are we able? Are we intelligent enough and focused enough? Thomas Jefferson once said, "The purpose of an education is to create a citizenry intelligent enough to maintain its freedom." Is this the aim of our education system, or does it feed into the narrative that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule? The question is this: will we insist on governing ourselves, or will we allow ourselves to be governed by a small group of elites? The choice is ours. I hope we choose wisely. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.